President Trump rolled out a new executive order making revisions to his original travel ban, and some local Ohioans protested the changes today in Columbus. WOSU's Adora Namigade was at the protest this afternoon.
Refugees are welcome here. No papers.
Constituents of Senator Rob Portman gathered outside his Columbus office to protest the president's revised travel ban. President Trump announced the ban yesterday after his first travel ban was suspended by a federal judge in early February. Among other provisions, the new version removes a blanket ban on Syrian refugees and allows travel from Iraq, but continues to impose a block on migrants from six Muslim-majority nations. Jennifer Nimmer is the executive director of the Council of American Islamic Relations in Columbus, and she says these revisions are not enough.
Families are going to continue to be separated. Children will be separated from their parents. This is horrible all around, and nothing they do to try to fix it piecemeal is going to make it better. It has to be repealed.
The senator says that he opposed the first travel ban, but he says that this second version is more properly vetted. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.